USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Denver man is one of the three Americans who were among the 290 people killed in a series of terrorist bombings yesterday in Sri Lanka. 40-year-old Dieter Kowalski was staying at one of the hotels that was struck. He was on a business trip at the time.
Our hearts, our prayers, our thoughts are with the people.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the U.S. stands ready to help in the investigation.
The United States stands ready to help in anything that we can do and look forward to helping bring these individuals that are responsible to justice.
Around a dozen people have been detained by authorities in connection with the blasts. Three-term Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, joining a long list of Democrats running for the White House, he's now the 19th. The 40-year-old Moulton is a Marine combat vet who was awarded a Bronze Star for his service in Iraq. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Sale ends Tuesday at Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
A bizarre incident on Easter morning has a woman now facing charges in San Diego. Worshippers say she walked into a church during Easter services holding a baby and a gun and threatened to blow up the building. Members of the non-denominational church tackled the woman and grabbed the baby. The baby and another child of the woman's are now in state custody. A report in the New York Times says shoddy production is potentially threatening the safety of Boeing's 787 Dreamliner. But this morning, Boeing is rejecting those allegations made by several current and former employees, including John Barrett, who's a retired quality inspector. He raised concerns over several problems, including metal shavings found inside the planes.
As over time, these metal shavings are going to migrate down to these boxes or into the electrical connectors. Start fire.
He spoke to NBC News, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Several brands of bottled water are reportedly contaminated with arsenic. According to Consumer Reports, the worst offenders are Whole Foods-owned Starkey and Peñafiel, which is owned by Keurig Dr. Pepper and imported from Mexico. Consumer Reports says its tests found that samples of Peñafiel had arsenic levels well above the federal allowable limit. Tests of Starkey water showed levels at or just below federal limits. Keurig Dr. Pepper says it has suspended bottled water production at its plant in Mexico and will revamp the filtration process that is used at that facility. SpaceX's timetable to get humans back into space may have to change a bit after what it calls an anomaly. Engine problems were reported during a test over the weekend at Cape Canaveral. Plumes of orange smoke were seen for miles. SpaceX was planning to fly astronauts to the International Space Station in just a few months, but it's not clear if the company can maintain that timeline now. Today is Earth Day, the anniversary of the birth of the environmental movement, as Earth Day looks to inspire new ideas and bring people to action when it comes to the environment and protecting it. You can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.